So I'm reading to you from the National Book Award for Young People's Literature. First book was What Girls Are Made Of. And again, remember the tale goes through the 13-year-old's bedroom, then into her boyfriend's bedroom, then back into her bedroom with a vibrator, then to Planned Parenthood, and then an abortion. And they all lived happily ever after. Second book, little teenage Mexican, a girl born into a Spanish-American family. Older sister dies, apparently pregnant. What does the girl do when she goes to her coffin? She looks on her like, I hate you. And I'm never going to get pregnant. I'm never going to have a baby. And even if I do, I'll never have the child. That's abortion lust number two. Again, these are book titles recommended literary award finalist in America for teenage girls to read. But you think that there's something wrong with Elizabeth Warren? Oh, it's a tax policy we must address. Yes, yes, yes. Here's finalist number three that did not make the cut. Things are fraught in a different way for Fabiola Toussaint, the Haitian heroine of E.B. Zoboy's novel, Morrigan Street. When Fabiola's mother is detained by immigration authorities, get it? As the two try to enter the U.S., the girl enters the alien, sometimes menacing world of her Detroit cousins alone. Struggling to make sense of her new life, Fabiola draws on her voodoo faith for supernatural support as she negotiates first love in the moral entanglements of money, loyalty, and crime. What could possibly go wrong with teenage girls reading books about how to successfully navigate the underworld of money, loyalty, and crime? Well, I say you'd need all those if you're going to navigate the world of your boyfriend's bed, your bed with a vibrator, and a trip to Planned Parenthood. I am reminded of a quotation from Blessed Henry Newman, or John Henry Newman. And this is in today's Veritas et Sapientia, which you can find at MikeChurch.com. Now, remember, the demons are ascended. They come for the kids. They're not going to take no for an answer. Look, all this stuff is explainable. All of it. People don't want the explanation, but that doesn't mean that you can't explain it. Because I certainly can. So, if we were to try to put all this back together, if you will, and put it all together from the point of view that there is a diabolical force at work here today, then we might say something like this. Surely there is, at this day, a confederacy of evil, marshaling its hosts from all parts of the world, organizing itself, taking its measures, enclosing the Church of Christ as in a net, and preparing the way for a general apostasy from it. And then he goes on and he says, well, now remember, I just read you about this child's use of voodoo religion as their moral compass to deal with crime, morality, crime, loyalty, and money. Finalizing. This is the way in which he conceals from you, he, the bad guy, you know. I don't want to actually tell you who it is, because you might get scared. No, you won't get scared. We're not scared of some guy named Lucifer. We gave him a TV show on Fox. This is the way in which the devil conceals himself from you. The kind of work to which he is putting you. He tempts you to rail against your rules and superiors. He does so himself and induces you to imitate him. Or he promises you illumination. He offers you knowledge, science, philosophy, enlargement of mind. Ooh. He scoffs at times gone by. He scoffs at every institution which reveres them. He prompts you to say. Prompts you what to say? And then he listens to you. And he praises you. And encourages you.
Attaboy. Go get him.
He bids you mount aloft. He shows you how to become as gods. Then he laughs and he jokes with you and gets intimate with you. He takes your hand and gets his fingers between yours and his and grasps them. Then you are his. Blessed John Henry Newman. So you can't explain all the tragedies and all the moral atrocities going on all around or around you, including even in children's books, that now our elite ruling masters in Make America Great Again, America, are telling you that your children ought to be reading and make great Christmas gifts. Great Christmas gifts for who? Or, I might ask, for whose benefit? Have you figured it out?